Today, we're talking about the Switch 2 because it just got officially revealed and it's already getting banned in America.
Nano, they messed with gamers, bro.
Dude, this is crazy.
You come after the gamers? Big mistake. Big mistake.
So obviously we are going to discuss that today, but Dotto, I got to know, because I actually don't know. How'd you feel about that Switch 2 Direct?
Okay, so again, I don't want to jump out too far ahead of the conversation. I did stream it live, so all of this is backed up with video proof. For the whole presentation, minus the Nintendo revealing that they made Discord 2 and it's even worse edition, I was like, this is really good. This is one of the best Nintendo presentations that I can remember, especially just general direct, like console stuff. Like, I was pretty locked in. I was like, yeah, that's good. That's great. I'm looking forward to that. That's cool. But yeah, overall, before the presentation ended, like right when it ended, I said that was like the greatest Nintendo presentation of all time.
Okay.
I don't know. High praise for me. High praise.
I don't know if of all time, but it was really good. Yes.
Well, I mean, what in your mind is competing that's not making you want to give it that title?
I don't remember like the exact ones, but I remember like specific. I think I'm so. I can't always reveal a Smash, you know? I think I'm just so like.
Smash is Smash big field. Announcements, but that's like a specific game to me. That's not like. Like, if Smash was published on anything but Nintendo, I guess Nintendo is a company. I just think of it like that.
I guess, when you think about it as a whole, I think one of the big pros I did not anticipate was them actually sort of getting in the nitty-gritty of the actual console specs, which they didn't tell us, like, this is an NVIDIA Tegra X34 chip, you know what I mean? They didn't tell us any of that, but they actually, like, talked a bit more than I feel like they would have back in the day. For sure, like getting into the fact that it supports up to 120 hertz, it's an LCD screen, like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the thing for me was they spent and I get it, because they always have to have this like new gimmick. I think there is someone at Nintendo that says, okay, sure, let's just redo the Switch, which is like what we should do, but also there has to be like a new Nintendo gimmick somehow. So they're like, well, dude, we'll turn it into a mouse. We'll turn the Joy-Con into a mouse. And they're like, do it. And I feel
hold on. What are your thoughts on that?
So I will actually. So have you looked into the Legion Go at all?
Yes, I think I've seen a few stuff, a few videos on it. So
the Lenovo definitely copied the Switch, right? The entire aspect of the Legion Go allows you to pop off the controllers. It does not pop off anywhere near as good as a Switch. Obviously, it's a Windows handheld. But the cool thing about the Legion Go is that it does have an attachment and it has a sensor on the bottom of, I believe it's the right controller. And you can pop it off and you can use it just like you can with what you can do with the new Switch stuff. And I won't lie to you, one of the peak control functionalities that I've ever had is to have your left hand with instead of WASD, have it with an actual Joy-Con, and your right hand with a mouse-type control. So I will actually give it, I thought it was going to be a bit more gimmicky than it ended up being. And one of the best representations they had for that, besides Metroid, was also showing it with like Civilization. And it hits home pretty heavy for me right now because I have been playing this Jurassic World Evolution game, which is a sim builder as a Jurassic Park builder. I've been playing as my kids are so into dinosaurs and playing it on console.
You just be playing any random bullshit nowadays, huh? That is crazy.
Well, I've been playing it because I have children, okay? And they're really into dinosaurs and is like one of the only ones that we can really like pop on is semi has some depth to it and interesting. And obviously like we're building up like a park and they think that's really cool. And playing that on a controller is fine. And they've managed to make it work. But if I had the ability to like use like the Switch mouse thing, I'm like, okay, that actually would make my life easier. So I think it's cool. But my only complaint is like they spent a really long time on it and on the chat functionality. And I get that the chat function is new for the Switch console. And it's,
oh, my God.
I almost appreciate that they just embraced and they showed it off as long as they did, even with how bad it looked. Right. Like, it's just like they owned that. Like,
they're terrible. Like, it looked terrible. It was
awful.
They
don't care. Like, that's just who they are. They're like that. Yeah. It's but 10 frames per second.
That shouldn't be who they are. That shouldn't be ashamed of who they are.
But Dotto, We haven't told them that they can become key members by clicking either join here on YouTube or going to patreon.com/key moments, where for the Z Rewatchers, you can get early access to one of our movie reactions live right now, on top of our reactions to the entirety of Dragon Ball Daima and tons of other reactions and gaming related content and bonus podcasts and so much available when you become and support the podcast a key member.
Right.
So,
you don't see me fucking going up to a bodybuilding contest, bro, taking my shirt off and shit. Like, what is Nintendo? Why are we showing off 5 frames a second, brother? Like, what? I gotta go off on this because you brought it up, bro. Like, that part, I am glad that they just showed it for what it is instead of trying to ham it up as anything different. But when that part popped up, that was the most pivotal Nintendo moment of the day. And the whole time I'm just dying laughing because, of course, Nintendo's proud of the fact that 10 years late, they have Party Chat. And now you also have the privilege of seeing your friend's gameplay in 3 FPS. It's like, bro, this is insane. Most of my beef is honestly with Nintendo fans because I just can't believe that that's allowed. I get that Nintendo sees themselves as family oriented and more like child focused, right? Like, yeah. They don't necessarily want people talking online and having online friends. But as somebody that like grew up with the Xbox 360, that was like my favorite part of video games, like talking to people and like playing games with other people.
In 2005.
Oh, yeah. No, this is forever ago, dude. Like I back then, that was a bigger technological leap than anything Nintendo's done with chatting. And look, I'm glad that they're trying, but this is still like, I feel like this isn't even modern. What they just showed is like so late. It's so late.
So, okay. So that, man, I hate to start this podcast. And I promise you, like if I had to give that Nintendo Direct like an actual overall score, I would actually probably say it's like a 9 out of 10.
Like a 9 out of 10. No, I just said it was their best one they ever did.
But I won't lie. The thing that has bugged me online is like seeing people get excited about Elden Ring. And I'm like, dude, if this like... yes, Elden Ring is that game, I get that. Now, getting excited for Dust Bloods, different, completely different story. That's sick as shit. That was like a crazy, could not believe that. Like, I really thought what I thought it was potentially going to be was Bloodborne 2, and somehow they got the rights to show it off, and it was still going to have like Sony related and stuff. But it ended up just being they didn't want to work with Sony, and they went to Nintendo, and they got the go ahead to make that game. But anyways, but it's just like seeing people excited for Cyberpunk and Elden Ring, all these games that if, and I get it, it's Nintendo, so it is different, but like if PlayStation or Xbox did a sizzle reel and all it was a bunch of old ass 3 to 5 year old games, people be on Twitter making fun of them for it. But they're on Twitter being excited about Elden Ring. I'm like, dude, why are
it is cool, kind of crazy.
But like, what, like, is this really, like, is this supposed to be like a feat? Because I've had a Steam Deck since Elden Ring came out, and I can play 40 FPS. Elden Ring in really good resolution on a Steam Deck portable since it came out. Like this has been a thing that's been possible. And with the price of the Switch too, like people kept saying like, yeah, but the Steam Deck's this expensive. I mean, you can get a Steam Deck for cheaper than a Switch too. So, I don't know. That aspect of it was interesting. Like, because the only real like launch game for this is their pack-in that's not a pack-in that they're charging us for, which, dude, no, I'm not paying for that. I don't want to pay for that.
I'm not paying for it. We're going to get into a whole thing on game prices at some point here, but that was the greediest shit I've ever seen in my life. One, they showed two whole like mini games, and it was boring level of golf, which is included on 51 Clubhouse games as one of the 51 games with more interesting apps. Two, it was one level of golf and then scraping paint off a wall. Scraping it, all of it was just a museum of Switch 2 fun facts. The fact that they even snuck the word paid in there. If it's a dollar, it's a dollar too much, bro. I started laughing like crazy when that shit happened. And honestly, that was the foreshadowing to the arc that would happen after this presentation ended. But man, that shit was insane. That was a Nintendo-only move, bro. No, if Sony would never do that. Xbox would never be that brazen. That level of bravado.
Because it's supposed to be a celebration of the console. I mean, like, it is... I mean, not to do that, but it's just, we have a direct comparison. It is literally Astro's Playroom for the PS5, which is included with every PS5 for free.
A 10 times worse Astro Playroom that sucks ass and is money. But and also, I just want to take this moment as a special dunk on a tweet of the week, dude. I saw a Nintendo fan, and I don't know if they were serious or anything, but if this is just a general vibe of Nintendo fans, they were like, oh, wow, Nintendo probably didn't even want to make the console this much, but they kind of had to. Why are Nintendo fans so blind to Nintendo's, like, money-making maneuvers, bro? Like, what are you talking about? They probably smiled. They had tears of joy running down their face when they thought of the idea to charge for that. These guys love making money.
Oh,
and
yeah,
nothing wrong with that, but no, people on the internet genuinely think Nintendo are out here to spread love and joy, and that's it.
Well,
like, the wool is so pulled over their eyes, it's insane.
Dude, so I saw this tweet right here, and I was like, wait, I thought it was the other way around. Because I won't lie, like, talking bad about Nintendo will get you, like, negative points on the internet. Like, it just, you know what I mean? Like, there's not too many people, or at least on Twitter. Like, I just don't see that many, like, dunk on Nintendo tweets ever go, like, that viral. Like, you're not going multi-plat with a dunk on Nintendo tweet hardly ever. And so, there's a tweet that says, tired of all double standards lately, and it's like a screaming, crying face at a $450 console and a $70 brand new Donkey Kong game, and then a smiling face at a $700 console, which, by the way, is their pro model.
Pro model. This is already biased, but go ahead.
And $70 remaster of a PS3 movie game. They, of course, call The Last of Us a PS3 movie game, which is not, like, there definitely are movie games you could have went with. The Last of Us, to me, is not probably one of them. And of course, you also, this is so, like, handpicked. This is such a handpicked, like, example here. Because if anything, you should have just, what it should have been is the $500 launch price of, like, the PS5, and then you show off, like, a remaster of Demon's Souls, and then maybe you've got something there, but then your argument is not nearly as strong.
That would have blown their fucking argument out of the water. I think if you want to make a tweet like this, I'm down to shit talk Sony and their movie games, because I also hate them for that. And Last of Us, I would say, is their least movie game, sure. Like, put God of War in there, and I'll see if I can maybe get by. Well, you're like a Sony walk and talk lover, bro. I can't really talk to you.
I know, and that's a lot of people are aware of that. And I'm not shy about that. You can see half of the PlayStation sign right here. You can see,
bro. When they start doing that thing where they, like, go through the crack on the wall, Nano actually stands up and applauds. He loves when Sony games do that. He's like, oh my god, this is cinema.
Dude, but, like, in the camera angles too, like, they're getting real creative with it. You know what I mean? Like holy shit! Dude,
I'll never forget when I walked into the Santa Monica studio and you had Horizon Zero Dawn up on the big screen. You're like, oh yeah, I just play 30 minutes every day. It helps calm me down. Like, I knew who I was dealing with at that moment.
Okay, well, calm down. It wasn't Zero Dawn, by the way.
Oh, what was it? Forbidden West? Oh, yeah, true.
Like, I don't know, like, let's calm down. You know, I'm also diving into the Burning Shores DLCs, soon too as well.
Also, Dano, I keep dropping this note, but one more thing I want to talk about in this picture is they have an image of the physical copy of Donkey Kong, which is actually going to run you $80. So
we don't know that confirmed yet, do we?
I guess we don't know. Well, physical games are going to be more expensive. Didn't they confirm that? Didn't they?
So that was the rumor, but we have not yet seen it anywhere just yet. But I would say the conversation we're about to get to would definitely say, yes, it's going to be more expensive because it's going to be an imported good. So it will be more expensive.
We're done. Let's talk about the ban, bro. We brought up the ban.
You want to get the positives out of the line? I need to get one last thing in, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I feel like I gave it a 9 out of 10, but then I didn't talk about what I thought was a 9 out of 10. And that was Mario Kart in itself doesn't do a ton for me. I'm not the biggest fan of, like, Mario Kart, but, like, it's just one of those games that, like, is just, it's always going to exist. Like, it's not, it almost is like Sony with a new God of War. Like, oh, cool. Yeah, of course. Like, I'm going to be excited every time they make a God of War, but, like, it's so obvious, right? Is Marvel going to have another movie in theaters next year? Yeah, dude. Like, you know, which comic book character am I going to get to yell at next year? But, like, so that's how I feel about Mario Kart. But I will say Mario Kart did impress. I know it's, like, the most basic thing of all time, but, like, Free Roam actually in Mario Kart is pretty sick.
What? Oh man, how do we disagree this much? I think it's cool, but, like,
you don't have kids, Dotto. Do you understand how much my kid is going to love free roaming in that? And I get to do it with him.
Okay. You were saying it's sick for your kid. Okay. All right. I'll let it slide then because I agree.
I won't lie to you. I'm not going to free roam by myself. I won't find much interest in that. but he plays 2K. Dude, have you ever played 2K Drive?
I have. I've beaten 2K Drive actually for some reason.
Well, he loves 2K Drive because it's like just you can freely go anywhere you want and like you know that's just kind of how most of those are now. So like when he saw, I showed him the Mario Kart world, and when he saw the free roam thing, he lost his mind because he's like, that's so cool for him. But
I bet if for kids, and I said this while watching, it's going to be pretty big.
So okay, and then the other thing too is that they gave Mario Kart a battle royale, and I think
I did like the knockout mode. The knockout mode is really cool. I like the bigger racers, honestly, because I do want to say this and jump out in front of it. I thought Mario Kart World looked sick. I liked the grinding. I liked all of the characters being included. I think having 24 racers really twisted Nintendo's arm into actually putting characters into this game. Because they got the dead fish. They got
the cow.
Cheap. Yeah, the cow. Internet loved the cow. They got everybody. And I think that's awesome. I do want to say, I just want to add this because this is a conspiracy theory. It's an opinion I'm formulating. It's not really an opinion. I'm a little bit worried because the free roam to me, something about Mario Kart World, and again, I'm excited. I thought it looked great. So none of this is based on anything I know. It has a little bit of that modern Nintendo stink to it, bro. Like, you know how they do their modern sports games where all of the fun is sanded down?
Yeah.
Because Kenzie was telling me, I didn't notice, in the trailer you can see that some of the items are nerfed, like the lightning, which makes sense because there's 24 racers. So, and hear me out on this. This is conspiracy theory. I hope it doesn't turn out like this. I'm excited. What if they were like, all right, let's do this 24 racer thing. Modern Nintendo would go, let's do 24 racers. They try it with items. There would be too many items to go, yeah, this sucks. So what they would do is they would sand down the items to make it work in the shittiness, and then it would just be shitty. I'm a little bit worried about that. And then adding in the free roam, that's classic Nintendo. Like, oh, we couldn't add in something good. We did the free roam. It's like, dude, there's no point. Anybody over the age of 10 is not free roaming it. There's nothing to do. So I'm a little bit worried. That's just,
I guess
those are fears.
I hadn't thought about it. Yeah. Without my child in mind. Yeah. Yes. I mean,
those are just, I like that the world's connected. I think it's cool.
One time, Dono, if the world is actually, the world is going to be interesting, but like,
the only people the free roam is going to be good for is kids. Because I totally get that kids like look at video games completely different. Like your son is going to be playing house in Mario Kart World. Like he's just going to drive around. He's going to RP basically. Yes. Like toys. They use games like toys. Yeah. Me and you, bro, two fucking 30-year-olds are not gonna be like, yo, let's meet up on fucking free roam and like
take some.
The
picks.
Only people that are gonna do that, are kids and content creators doing challenge videos once. So that's literally it, dude. That's literally it. Yeah. And maybe me and Thunder will drink alcohol and like drive around for a little bit, but that is it, dude. Like it just has a little modern Nintendo stink to it. It looks great, though. I love the redesign for Donkey Kong in it. I thought all the characters look cool. I like the costumes. You know, Mario Kart World was a strong showing. The grinding, I brought that up like 8 times. That was cool.
This is the most interested I've been in Mario Kart pretty much since like Double Dash.
It's kind of crazy because
that's only like 3 games ago, by the way. So that's kind of a crazy statement. But.
I didn't know how many Mario Kart haters there were in this world. Until like our current friend group, like Squad, has like a civil war about Mario Kart every time it's brought up, bro.
Yeah,
me, everybody,
and half of us do, and I'm on
everybody I've ever known. Everybody I've ever known is just a Mario Kart fan. Like Dion would fit nicely into my real life of fans because I've never met somebody that goes, "Ah, I'm not playing Mario Kart." It's like, dude, what? But yeah, no, that's a considerable amount of people.
Yeah. Okay, so next would be Metroid Prime. Like, actually, you can see it with the mouse stuff. I think we've talked about this before. You're not a Metroid guy, right?
I'm not. The mouse I would have played, but again, with these game prices, I don't know if I'll give it a try.
Yeah, that's the only issue is, like, if that is really... Because I want to say, like, Tears of the Kingdom to play, like, the Switch 2 version is going to be $80, which, fortunately enough... Nintendo is providing a free update if you own the Switch 1 version, if you are also a Nintendo Switch Online member. So, that you know, there's a silver lining to it, I guess. But, yeah, I want to try it out. It's just like, man, I don't know. Because, like, already buying Mario Kart, which hopefully I can get the bundle, right? Which will save me like a little bit of money. And then I don't know that I just don't know that I want to buy Metroid Prime. People always say like, well, I don't know. People always want to compare like certain purchases to other purchases, but like there's gotta be a line somewhere. That might be my line on Metroid Prime. But I did think the mouse stuff looked cool. And I thought the game visually is not, it was impressive for a Switch 1 game when we saw it a week ago at that one. It's not as impressive on the Switch 2. Cause like, I'm like,
I thought it looked okay.
People were gassing it up, but I'm like, dude, I mean, I can go play Halo 4 on my 360 and it look as good as that.
Nano, you gotta, and it's crazy that I'm saying this. You gotta like, I don't even want to say this, bro, but like, for me, I saw that. I was like, wow, that's a great looking game on the Switch. But like, dude, technology and the Switch are like two different things. Like, I was playing Cyberpunk yesterday on my new computer for the first time. I was fucking blown away, dude. Right. I was like, oh my God. I think that shit like changed my brain chemistry to the point where now I actually am one of those people where I'm like, well, the Nintendo Switch can only do so much. It's not going to get this.
Anyways, yeah, I thought Metro Prime actually cool. And again, probably besides the Civ 7 was the coolest mouse functionality thing. I'm like, okay. But like, how often are they going to make like Metroid Prime is like their only FPS genre game. So like, and this took how many years to make? So, I mean, how many more FPS games do we get from Nintendo? I don't know. And then after
probably
that
very little
was Dust Bloods, right? Because I'm not going to like, again, that whole, so after that whole in-between section that some people got gassed up about because it was Silk Song was revealed, or not revealed because I already knew about Silk Song, but it was shown because it hasn't been shown in any of these game shows in a long time. So I know they did a lot for a big group of people. But like seeing that montage did not do much for me personally because I don't know about how you feel, but with my obviously owning a Steam Deck, owning a computer that can run most games, like I'm not trying to buy third party. Like I was never going to be a Cyberpunk player on the Switch 2 or Elden Ring. So that doesn't really matter to me. But apparently it is a 30 FPS experience though. So I will say I don't know. This Cyberpunk is an extreme example, but Cyberpunk, a 5-year-old game running on a new brand new console limited at 30 FPS. And I get it. It's a portable console, but like, I have to imagine the next Steam Deck, which will probably be more expensive than a Switch 2, will be able to run Cyberpunk at its native resolution close, or if not at 60 frames per second. So, yeah. Anyways, but after that, we went to Dust Bloods. Freaking floored me, dude. I never finished Bloodborne, but I have like 20-ish hours in Bloodborne and loved the shit out of that game. And the only reason I never finished it is because we eventually got to the PS5 generation. I was like, oh, I'll just wait till they do an update or like, you know, remake or something, and it's been 10 years, Dotto, and they haven't done anything with that IP, so that's real sick. Demon's Souls, man, is a launch PS5 title. I was just like, yeah, they're gonna do something with Bloodborne for sure. I'll just keep waiting, and here I am 5 years later, and we still don't have it. But Dust Bloods, yeah, I don't know if that did a lot for you, but I that was sick, dude. I wonder how people
go crazy for me.
Oh, really?
I mean, it just because like I thought it was very cool, and I liked the art in it, like the like the very like berserk looking like monster at the end. Like I thought that thing looked sick. But I'm not like I'm not a huge Souls guy. Like I like Elden Ring. I like, you know, very recently Kazan. I just know that like Kenzie played Bloodborne. A lot of people like Bloodborne, but that's a game where you have to grind the health pickups, right? From enemy drops.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I think I'm better off respecting Bloodborne from a distance. Because I know if I tried it, I would hate it. That shit sounds crazy ass, having to grind health pickups.
I'm not trying to put words in a friend's mouth here, but I want to say Afro was not the biggest fan of that. I don't think he was, because I don't feel like he ever turned that. Like, he did a few videos over that game, but it never, like, that series is not complete by any means. I don't
like,
think. I don't think.
I love the art. I like the shotgun parry. The shotgun parry is cool. I have played a little bit. I think the music is great. The boss battles are great.
The vibe, like the city and stuff.
The vibe's cool, but the simple fact that you would have to grind health pickups, that is a big enough factor that I know I would think the game is trash.
Okay.
Instantaneously.
The only thing I was going to say about this, because it does move the needle for me. I mean, I will for sure be on this game on my Switch 2, presuming I can.
Bro,
go
but did you see it was a PvPvE game?
That's where I was going with it. I wonder how Souls Heads feel, because we're getting Night Rain, right? That is a PvE multiplayer co-op game. And then now we're getting, you know, this game. This is the next FromSoft game coming out, presumably next year without delays. and it's another multiplayer experience. Because I feel like FromSoft heads and Souls people really like their single player run around, do my own thing experience, and like they're kind of not doing that right now with their two most recent games. I wonder how people feel about that. That Kara, do you know?
I really hope, I don't know. I think people are just excited to play another game because I think FromSoft comes out with games quick enough that they don't really mind or get angry.
Yeah.
I do think that you are right that after this next, like, after the Duskbloods, I do think people are going to start getting pissed about it because after playing Night Reign's beta, it was cool, but it was very much like a mod that is going to cost money. And it's going to be worth it, I'm sure. But it's very much Elden Ring, just a mod. And I'm a little worried that if after these two it doesn't go well, they're just going to go back to hardcore single player. Because I would love a true just co-op game. Like, just a real, not like co-op, like roguelike, but just like a normal story game.
Playing Elden Ring, but with a friend. But like, actually,
playing Elden Ring, but the summon. Yeah, like, yes, playing Elden Ring, but it's the seamless co-op mod. I don't have a summon, I just have my friend there. I think would be great.
Yeah, no, I agree. That would be a really cool way to do it. I thought that was easily gave that to me a lot of bonus points. Then you go from that into Air Riders, which I didn't even know Air Ride was a
game.
That's
huge.
I didn't know that was even a game that existed until we saw Air Riders. It felt very
I want to record it. It did. I thought it was either going to be Smash or Kirby Air Ride. I want to record a Kirby Air Ride video. Go ahead. I have stuff to add after this.
Oh, I was just going to say, I ended up watching back, Max's reaction. I was just curious like how Max reacted to all of this, and of course he thought it was Smash 2, and he said, I want to say he calls it right before the actual jet appears, which gives it off that it's a Air Ride sequel, but he was like, this is a very Sakurai filling trailer. And I'm like, damn dude, like I wish I had that level of knowledge about Nintendo to just know that. But it did. I think that's why we all thought it was Smash, because it was a trailer directed likely by him with his influence, and why it felt so Smash like reveal-esque. And it was because it was literally the Smash guy, Sakurai. So this moved the needle for you then. You're an Air Ride guy.
I am. It's a fun game. Like, my family just plays it a lot. Like, my brother, when it got revealed, he texted the group chat I'm in with him.
Oh,
and because the GameCube backwards compatibility also came up. So he said he was pissed that it wasn't in the GameCube backwards compat. And then he was like, that's why then. And yeah, that was why. It's just a really fun game. The racing, honestly, in Kirby's Air Ride is not good. this is a crazy take, Dano, but if you play it, you'll know what I mean.
Racing?
Yes, the most fun in Kirby Air Ride, and I feel like I can. There's a couple different modes. I like the top-down racing mode. There's a normal racing mode, which it's still fun. It's still fun, by the way. The normal racing mode. But what blows both those modes out of the water is the city trial mode. City trial is like you and your friends jump into a city, and it's like a battle royale kind of with you and your friends. You charge at each other, and the whole time you're picking up stats, both positive and negative. Random events can happen. And then at the end, a random challenge is given to you, and whatever cart is determining your upgrades. Like if you picked up a lot of weight increases, you're going to be better in a battle. But if the challenge is to fly, then you're fucked. Maybe you got a lot of weight decreases and you get the fly challenge and now you're good. And there's a ton of different cars you can pick up, a lot of rare things to do. City trial legitimately is so much fun. You would get it if I kind of want to do a video. And honestly, bro, if you're around and you'll slide through, it is city trial is so much fun.
I mean,
which is why the second you saw the internet talk about it, they were like, I hope this game has city trial in it. And I agree, it should. If they don't, that is the biggest fumble of all time.
Okay.
It would be generational. City Trial is so sick.
See,
Kirby Air Riders were good.
I was gonna get to Donkey Kong and then the GameCube stuff. The thing is, like for me, my GameCube, and we talked about this also on the podcast, my entire GameCube experience is via my neighbor. Like the only console I had for that generation was the PS2, right? So I didn't have the Xbox, didn't have the GameCube. I mean, that was just not realistic to have multiple consoles back then. So my entire GameCube experience was through my neighbor. So it was whatever games he had, and he did not have that. And so like I played Agent Under Fire on GameCube. You ever play that?
No.
007. Fuck. It's a 007 game.
Oh.
Surely someone listening slash watching this knows about Age of Under Fire, right? Anyway, and then obviously Sunshine. He had Sunshine, Smash Bros, and like a couple other like little random games. And that was pretty much my entire GameCube experience. So I just don't know much about the GameCube library. But I will say I know a bit more because of all we talk about collecting old games. And what I'm really hoping for with this whole GameCube library coming to the Switch 2 is it will help decrease some of the cost of these old GameCube games. Because, bro, Pokemon Colosseum, Pokemon XD, was it called Gale of Darkness or whatever? Those are like $250 to $350 games used.
I would not be surprised if it increases the cost of the games.
No. I need it to decrease because of availability, Dotto. This is not...
I would hope... But those are, dude, I love those games. I might genuinely play. I was like telling my chat, I was like, I might actually have to buy this stupid expansion program now. Dude, those games are so good.
I mean, the GameCube stuff is really cool. You can tell it's very much so handpicked, though, very specifically to not totally clash with probably what they're trying to do with either remakes or other offerings, right? Like, Air Ride wasn't on there because they want to sell you a new one.
Yeah, no, it's Nintendo, bro. Like, It does suck. It does suck that we didn't just get like some of the best shit possible. Was Double Dash on there? I didn't actually pay attention.
No, Double Dash is not on there.
The big whiff.
Yeah. Double Dash was not one of the ones they showed off yet. Now, I would like to think they'll give that one because that is such a unique. They've not done
it's
anything
old.
Like that.
It doesn't even have on. Yeah, it doesn't even have like well, yeah, online play. Surely it doesn't compete with Mario Kart in any
but
way.
They might would though, be since F-Zero has online. They might would give it online if they brought it and put it into the program.
Oh yeah, it would. You mean like, but online between friends of yours, not like matchmaking, right? Or does F-Zero have online?
They just said online. I don't know if it's just with friends.
I think with Nintendo that just means friends because they have that with the SNES games too. Like they have online.
Yeah,
but it's inviting your friend to play it.
Okay. Anyways, I it would be really cool for them to do Double Dash. But then the last thing with this, which was the most pop off probably for me, was Donkey Kong. Right, like we're getting an actual new Donkey Kong, which by the way you said was not possible. You said there's no way.
I did, bro. I thought, yeah, I mean, you're completely right. I didn't see this coming. I had no idea.
I mean, it does kind of go in line because it does feel like they've been trying to rebuild Donkey Kong's image, right? Like, that's kind of sort of felt kind of like what Nintendo's been doing, especially since the film and stuff like that, and him having a big presence in the movie. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy. It is really crazy that I think the biggest thing for me is that going through that show, we hadn't seen a 3D Mario yet. And the last real 3D Mario game was Odyssey, which was in 2017. So 8 years ago, since we've had a 3D Mario. And instead of letting Mario be the 3D platformer for the new console in year one, they're letting DK do it, which is, I mean, to your credit is crazy. Who would have thought this? No, nobody. Nobody thought DK would be the one getting the launch year game over Mario. So, yeah, and it looks sick. Like, it actually looks so cool. Like, I watched, was so interested. I was, like, watching the, what do they call it, Treehouse or whatever. I was, like, watching a bit more about it, and a bit more even about Mario Kart. And, dude, I'm very impressed with everything about this new Donkey Kong game. Like, it actually looks really, really, really cool. So
I think it looks cool. I think I like the update. I think it really sold the Donkey Kong redesign. I like that you can just beat your way through like the levels and shit. Other than that, I mean, it's gonna have to like see. I'm sure it'll be at the very least good. Like, there's no way it's any less than good. I hope it has some difficulty to it. Obviously that's a minimal thing for Nintendo games, which I wish it wasn't. But like Kirby and the Forgotten Land, it's hard to enjoy because it's just so easy. That's Kirby.
Oh really?
Odyssey I think had a better level of difficulty, and I'm hoping it's more. I'm hoping they really do treat it like just a Donkey Kong Mario game.
Do you think
like just same level of difficulty and everything like that?
I haven't looked into it. It definitely is the Odyssey team that made this game, right? It looks so Mario Kart or Mario Odyssey, right?
It did. I actually didn't think it looked like. Do you think you could just run this on a Switch? Like it looked like a Switch game to me. Like, it didn't look that crazy.
I don't know. I feel like it looks, I don't know. I did just play Mario Odyssey the other night because my kids wanted to see. I told them you could be a dinosaur in Mario Odyssey, And I just
it happens pretty early in.
Yeah, it's like the literal first, like the first stage to even get like the Odyssey up and running. And so I showed them it and they thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I was like, dang, dude, this game actually does just look like good. You know, like for
it does, yeah, or at least in my memory, it does. Like, it looks pretty HD, everything's like colored
like 5 days ago. Yeah, no, it's still really, really pretty. Like, really pretty. I don't know. It looks very, but I think this game looks really good. Yeah, I think it probably looks better for sure than Odyssey. I just mean, it looks to me, it gives me Odyssey vibes as if, like, it very much so is in house by probably the same team that did Odyssey, is really just all I was trying to go with that. Anyways, all that hype. Great. And then they didn't reveal the price, which I was live too. I told my chat, like, anytime a company doesn't show you the price is usually a bad thing. It's not a good thing if they're not just like, yep, here it is. Here's the price.
Oh, we get into the prices.
I mean,
now.
That was pretty much that was the entire direct. Right?
I'm saying, bro, so, I've been waiting to talk about the prices, bro.
How do we feel about, where do you want to start? The games? Let's start with the console. I feel like the console.
Start the console price. Let's just keep this, like, let's go fast on this one. Console price, fair or unfair? Both the 450 edition and the 500, those were the prices.
I think,
right?
I don't know. I'm probably going to disagree with you here, but I think it's fair, dude. I think we're in a really weird climate, and it's a big screen. It's new tech. It's like, and also uncertainty with everything going on, like with the current climate of just everything. I think 450 is honestly fair, but we know that they usually do eat some on console sales, right? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, it was on record, like, Sony was either losing money or the margin was very little on the PS5 that year, and they do that because they're going to make their money back off software sales, which Nintendo for sure will make money back off software sales. So I think it's fair, but it's at like 450 is at like the peak of fair. Like, if what we're also about to get into with the tariffs pushes it way past that, then like, you've lost your mind.
It's already over, bro. And also 450 is for United States. Canadians were already sad. Australians I saw were already sad. I don't think it's not fair, by the way. I think it's a Switch 2. I think it's Nintendo, yada yada, new console. I don't think 450 is crazy or anything, especially for a nowadays, like in for today, it's not that bad. I thought the 500 edition was laughable during the presentation because I was like, okay, like, it's $500, but you're giving me the game. Okay, so that's the price I would pay if I bought the game. Then we found out that the game was going to be way more expensive. Yeah. I was like, okay, all right, it makes a little more sense now.
The first ever, dude, on record base game, $80 game.
Dude, Nintendo, I know they were happy to do it, too. I know they were smiling. We talked on Twitter enough about the Rockstar implication of this, but real quick for the podcast, do you think... Do you think GTA is going to cost $100?
No, I don't think they'll go that far, but I do think it will, especially now that we're seeing Mario Kart, you know, Nintendo come out and go, look, this is an $80 experience. We know you guys are going to play this for the next 10 years. We're never going to discount this shit because I'm pretty sure Mario Kart 8 ever went on sale? I don't know. Someone can let me know.
Nintendo really doesn't do sales. They probably have done sales for like holidays and like,
I've seen
Christmas
Breath
magazines.
Of the Wild. I've seen Breath of the Wild on sale before for like $40, I think.
It will always be like a Christmas sale thing. It's not going to just be like, it's not ever going to just be on like a discounted price forever.
Yeah.
They will never do that.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So I think that to answer your question, I think it will be more than $70. I think the whole reason that even became a topic a couple years ago when one of the Rockstar, like, bigwigs talked about like, this is a game we should be able to charge more for because it's everything that's went into it. I think that was already like writing on the wall. I'm gonna presume that game comes out at least at $79.99 base, and there will probably be additions that come with like shark money or Dotto. The other thing they could do for sure, and I just got to experience this because we were talking about buying GTA to make videos and stuff with it, but is that they split it out, and $70 literally only gets you the story. And if you want to play GTA online, you have to spend more.
Ooh, devious. That would be pretty devious.
So that is my true guess. I don't think it'll be $100. If it is $100, it's because you have to spend $30 to get the online and $70 to get the story-based game, which my guess is they will also do it in stage, which you've also talked about on this podcast, like they did GTA 5. Like, I don't think the day we're playing GTA 6, we can also go online because they want you to experience and see what all they did with the story first before they offer you online. So
I hate that. I mean, yeah, I mean, it, what it is. Where were we on price with the dude and other things? So I'm pretty much with you. I think it's fair. And then the 500 edition is literally just the one that you should buy because you get Mario Kart.
You're going to have Mario Kart. Who is buying a Switch?
I don't know a single person that wants the Switch and they're like, ew, Mario Kart. Yeah. So you might as well just buy the stupid $500 edition.
It's the system seller, Dotto. DK doesn't even come out for another month. And then that's my only complaint about that. Like, everyone is gassing up the Direct, and I think the Direct was mostly good too. But like, the meme with the PS5 is where are the games? But like, there's a lot of IP within Nintendo that's been sitting dormant for a long time. And we just had a whole discussion about how this last like couple of years, like since Tears of the Kingdom, they kind of just been coasting on the Switch. There hasn't been like any like really big hitters like post Tears of the Kingdom on the Switch. And it's like, where are all the games? Like, because it's Mario Kart and DK for this year, and Air Riders had a 2025 date too. So it's those three games, and then for 2026 right now we have Duskblood, and that's it. That's like all the Switch 2 actual games. There are obviously games getting Switch 2 updates like Metroid, you know, Prime 4 and Tears of Kingdom and Breath of the Wild, but like that was it for games. So if you're buying a Switch and you don't want Mario Kart, you probably are just waiting, or I guess you want Donkey Kong a month and a half later. But yeah, you save $30 for now. Why would you not want that? But I feel like it's so stupid.
But their launch roster is literally, I didn't bring this up. I do just want to get this out as you're talking about the reveals and the games and stuff. 90% of the presentation was literally just like, it was mostly just every single game company being like, hey, Nintendo fans, we heard you guys can finally run games that take microtransactions now. And so here we are. Who wants to buy FIFA? Who wants Madden?
Yeah, 2K.
Anybody want to buy some VC? I literally, before they showed 2K, when they showed the EA thing, I was like, oh, but these guys couldn't wait to sell VC to Nintendo fans. Yeah. So a lot of that was pretty funny, like Hitman and all this shit. This is like, well, cool. I guess we can finally do this, which I think is what Nintendo fans wanted. They just wanted games to be able to run. I had to get that.
You see those comparisons of like Hogwarts and Mortal Kombat like on the Switch, and it's like, bro, why did they?
It's awful. So at least it's finally a world where it's not embarrassing.
I'm kind of like, I had this whole conversation on the podcast with you a couple weeks ago. I'm kind of not like, I will agree, I can enjoy some beautiful ass graphics, but I don't really. I've been playing some retro games. I'm not so like, and just got through playing Breath of the Wild, and like, I'm not so hard stuck on like graphics as much as I definitely used to be. But some of those were like. I cannot believe they got away with selling it as a product type of thing. Like, yeah, dude, like, shit.
Honestly, I am not that harsh on graphics, but I am harsh on just like, I'm not harsh on graphics, but I am harsh on comparison, bro. Like, I know this shit doesn't look like ass, but for me, it does. That was always my most hated thing on Nintendo consoles. If I had a Wii, if I want to play Call of Duty, it's embarrassing to play it on a Wii, bro. It's actually just embarrassing.
But you did, though, right? Didn't you tell me you had a COD on a Wii? Because that's all you had?
I did. I mean, yeah. So I bought it because I wanted to be a kid growing up. So I bought Call of Duty on the Wii. And then I realized that I'm embarrassed. And I'd rather just not try. That's what you had to do.
No, you had to like pop in a pro or whatever they were called back on the Wii.
You might have, but I didn't own those. So... that was like my big, I think that was my big scarring of Nintendo
sniping people and fucking Call of Duty.
I didn't play online because online was ass. I was literally just shooting like, I can't honestly remember the motion control. I just remember sitting there thinking this is so lame because it looks bad. That's why it compares it, but this one again looks good. And also the big thing was the frame rate. I was like, oh, finally, holy shit. Yes, dude. When they brought the frame rate numbers up, I was like, they do know. Yes, they know this shit is ass.
It'll be interesting to see how many games can take advantage of 120 FPS, because it's probably going to be similar to most games taking advantage of the Steam Deck's 90, you know, hertz refresh rate. Like, you're playing indie games to get that high on a Steam Deck, really. So it'd be interesting to see how many can actually take advantage of that. But seeing Tears of the Kingdom, like, I don't know if you saw, but they should have shown this. They should have taken away some of the mouse stuff, taken away some of the game chat stuff, and shown off Tears in action, because Tears in action is freaking beautiful. like the boost update. I saw Nvidia finally dropped an actual like sort of stat chart for what, because they're the ones developing the internal like processing unit for this device, and it's something like 30 times more powerful than the Switch or something like that, which is, I mean, obviously a huge jump. So yeah.
All right.
Anyways,
Hold on. A few more price things, rapid fire. Then we get to, it's time to get to the meat and potatoes.
Okay.
So console price, we both said fair. Buy the $500 edition, easy. It's the one you have to go with.
Like the current climate of things. If you would have told me a Nintendo console and also, was $500 like 7 years ago, I'd have said, huh?
And also get ready for tariffs, buddy. But hold on, let's do these prices beforehand, and then we'll jump into that.
Okay.
A few more things to talk about price wise that came out. I'll just say it. You say fair or not. Maybe you can give a few sentences. Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller, $80. Fair?
That's fair. It even has back buttons. I'm actually decently impressed with the price.
The gamer buttons were nice.
Yeah.
I like the gamer buttons. Okay. This one pissed me off and is scary. Left and right Joy-Con 2 controller. So this is just your Joy-Con set. $90. Fair or not fair?
I've not seen that. They're $90?
Absolutely. Here, I'll show you the proof, bro. I know you're a proof guy.
I'm going to say not fair. What the shit?
That's what I thought, dude.
Special editions of those are gonna be like $150 or some shit, man. Like,
I literally said if my Joy-Con 2 starts drifting, I'm holding an actual funeral. $90 and it gets stick drift? Fuck me. It's over, bro. I'm done.
Wow.
We have a
Joy-Con. Wait. Surely this charging grip comes in the box, right? Sure, they're giving you a charging grip in the box, right?
I don't know, bro. But that's on here. That's on this list for those listening for $35 for the charging grip.
Because that comes with your console, your current Nintendo Switch console. So surely it comes with that, right?
I'm sure your purchase of a console gets you like a Joy-Con and like, you know, some of these things we're talking about here. The Joy-Cons. I don't know. A charging grip, though? Is it going to be a charging grip? It might just be a grip.
I would presume, though, that it'll just all of it, right? Dude, I don't know, man. Hey,
the Joy-Cons are pricey, though.
Yeah, I did not know it was that much. I did not know it was that much. That's crazy.
Nintendo Switch 2 camera, $50. I think that's pretty okay.
I guess it's okay, but it looked really shitty.
It is really shitty, but I will be purchasing one for that Mario Party shit because I think that will be funny.
It will be funny.
I know. This is a throwaway-ass product if I've ever seen one. And Nintendo Switch 2 dock set for $109. I don't think that's that bad, I guess.
Dude,
I mean, it's not
like
really
$50 for the Switch. What?
Okay, maybe it's pretty bad. I was just saying that because it's not like you're going to be buying another one of these, really. So
I had to.
My
initial one broke. And I didn't even use it that much, but it would not work anymore. I don't know what happened to it. I went on and I bought a refurbed one for like $35 from Nintendo. Right.
Well, maybe you'll be able to get a refurb of this one for $80. And that's pretty much it for prices. Now, here's the real kicker, Nano. Mm-hmm. None of these prices matter to us American citizens right now. And why is that? Or what came out, Nano?
Yeah, so since this was announced, which is crazy, this is actually insane. Now, granted,
this is happening today, yes, as we're recording this podcast.
As of the filming of this podcast, there's been no official word from Nintendo, like officially from any of their accounts, but every news place ever apparently has received like word from them that they are currently delaying the ability to pre-order it, which was supposed to go up on the 9th of April due to the fact that there are now tariffs in place that could increase the cost of this device. Now,
yeah, I mean, this is, I just want to cut you off here because from GameStop, I don't know how GameStop got an update from Nintendo. Pre-orders for Nintendo Switch 2 in the U.S. will not start April 9th, 2025. In order to assess the potential impact of tariffs and evolving market conditions, Nintendo will update timing at a later date. The launch date of June 5th, 2025 is unchanged. GameStop will continue to work closely with Nintendo to provide updates as soon as more information becomes available. Stay tuned for further details. Thank you, GameStop. You're our only hope. But we can't pre-order no more, bro. It's dicey out here now.
So I guess the thing to really talk about with this specifically is, A, do we think they actually did somewhat prepare for this possibility, right? And like part of the markup because we know that the Japan console converted to US dollars is like $330, right? So if you, and which is why they are, they're selling, I'm sure you saw this, they're selling two consoles in Japan. They're selling one that is region locked, which we've not had region locked consoles in like two generations or three generations now or something like that. But pretty much, I think since like PS2, Xbox, and GameCube era was the last time I believe consoles were like actually region locked. But they're region locking them because they are selling them for $120 cheaper in Japan. And then in Japan, you can buy a universal unlocked region model for a normal conversion rate of $450 US. So do you think any bit of this 450 actually is a bit of compensation for the uncertainty of the future with tariffs? Or do you think this new, all these new tariffs in place, which come out to about a median of about 40%, because they had, so they had actually moved production to Vietnam because Vietnam was not currently presumed in the path of the potential tariffs Trump was going to impose. And then now it is, and it's one of the more expensive ones. So Nintendo had literally potentially anticipated, got production out of China to hopefully, avoid those tariffs, or at least avoid like the more intense ones, only to move them to Vietnam for Trump to then put the most, one of the most, the highest percentages on, it's Vietnam and another country, like the highest, they're close to 50%. So do we think that that 450, they can eat some of this, or do we think that, because I'm about to tell you the numbers, by the way, because they're bad. Or do you think that we're going to have to add those numbers on to the already existing 450? What do you think?
I think maybe a little bit. I don't think Nintendo's stupid. I think they're a big business and they know money.
Yeah.
So they would definitely know more than me. But I mean, there's no way you could know for sure, right? And I don't think that this move of stopping pre-orders gives credence to the fact that they had it all planned out or all figured out, which... to be fair, it's not like this is an easy shit. Even within the U.S., like, a lot of pros are confused and everybody's like, so this is not an administration that's super easy to predict.
Yeah.
But this move gives me thought that I think they probably did plan everything you brought up. They probably did plan. And now they're like, all right, well, we need to
reassess.
Take a minute. We need to reassess. I mean, as they literally said, we need to assess some shit, do some numbers games. Sniff out the money and what's going on. I definitely don't, whatever their plan was, I think they did have one. I don't think it went as good as they were hoping. This is crazy. It's like, actually, like, I made a joke on Twitter when I saw this. I was like, you messed with the gamers, but like, and it is cringe. It is a little cringe to talk about this, but like, this is like the most I've probably been affected by something political in a long time. Like, what do you mean I'm not going to get to pre-order my Switch, man? I wanted to pre-order my Switch.
See,
what are we talking about?
I did bring this up, but, you know, because obviously all this was with a couple of my friends, because obviously all this has been transpiring like over the last, I mean, tariffs have been kind of all we've talked about since January in terms of like politics really go. And I was like, do you think if they can get the pre-order out before he does anything with tariffs too much, like, could that still be honored? Because technically, if I pre-ordered it and paid for it then like, would that, you know, technically be honored in like, that's a $450 purchase on April 9th before those went in? And like, we could not, obviously, like, I don't know politics well enough to know that, or know like tariffs and trade and blah, blah, blah. But the numbers, by the way, Dotto, in case you're curious. So if it were to be a full on out, like they just were like, okay, we just have to apply this to, and then the end consumer just has to eat this, it could be up to $180 added onto it. So a $630 console at the low end,
which is big time.
At the low end, it could be roughly about $100. So a $550 console. So I doubt it's the high end. You know, I mean, I doubt that you're looking at like that much. And also, as you said, Nintendo knows business. And part of the reason the Switch is in every household is because it is the $300 console, right? Like, the OLED was $350, but the Switch launched at $299. And then they launched the Lite for $199. And so, like, the reason why the Switch is such a massive success, and, like, you know, you've got two or three of them in your house, if you have two or three kids, they probably have at least a Switch or two Switches among them. This is going to affect them big time, right? Like, people can't go out here and, like, you could have bought three Switch Lites for the cost of one Switch 2 potentially. So this is like, I don't know. So you would presume then they would probably do as much as they could to try to get that price down to maybe at least 500 in best case scenario, right? So then the Mario Kart bundle then goes up to 550 maybe, because we're talking the base price without Mario Kart. And that doesn't even include what it would do if you were a physical gamer, like, or physical gamer. If you are a, like, if you like buying physical games, which I do, especially on Nintendo games specifically, right? We just had this whole conversation. Like, games, Nintendo games do not go down. This Mario Kart World will be $80 until the Switch 3 is out or whatever Nintendo does, right? Like, this is a game that is going to be $80 the entire lifespan of this game. Maybe it'll go sell
forever
and sell, but like, probably you're right. Probably until the day it is not sold on shelves anymore, it will be $80 game. Like,
you will see it pre-owned. The only way you're getting a sale is pre-owned in a physical game shop. That's it.
Like, there's probably a world where I end up having the digital copy of this, and at some point in my lifetime, especially with my kids playing Mario Kart, like, I end up buying them a physical copy of it too, or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably a world where that ends up happening. So. Anyways, if it wasn't a pack-in, I would be buying it physically. But this will also affect, obviously, physical games, too, because they are imports. So, like, Donkey Kong might be, like, a $90 game instead. And, like, this is, again, this is not presuming that they're also already going to be more expensive physically, which we don't fully know.
Dude!
So, like, if Donkey Kong was...
What a crazy fucking world!
If Donkey Kong was a $70 game, you know, physically before, it's probably a $90 game. If Mario Kart was an $80 game before, it's probably close to $110 game. Like... which is insane, which, again, as you mentioned, like, that's just for us in the US. People in Australia, people in Canada were already dealing with this, because the conversion rate to Canadian dollars on even an $80 game is already a $115 game, which is like crazy, like insane. Which, I mean, gaming is not something that, like, it is a would you say like an enthusiast hobby, right? It's
not a cheap hobby, but it's not like, dude, free-to-play games got such a big buff right now. I actually don't think gaming is that expensive of a hobby if you, you know, if you aren't, like, keeping up on latest cutting-edge trends. But, I mean, it has a high startup cost, like, buying the console, and this does not help that at all. This is really bad for that. And also, as I'm saying, I mean, again, games are just getting more expensive. Especially with variable pricing, like, it could very much get even, it could price people out.
I mean, and like, this, we're obviously, you and I are just having a discussion now about Switch 2, but this would affect, I mean, this would obviously affect everything. This would affect a lot more important things in our lives than buying a game console, but it would also affect the brethren console too. A PS5 Pro would go from being a $700 console to probably like close to a $900 console. You know, buying a base Series X is now, instead of being $500, is probably $650. Same thing with base PS5s, which at one point in the last 5 months, you could have bought a PS5 for $380, which, I mean, if you're someone who is, like, docking the Switch a lot, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're a Nintendo fan, you're never going to be able to buy those Nintendo games anywhere else. That is the one thing that PlayStation has kind of, like, bent their knee on a bit, is that you can get, like, Last of Us 2 launched this week on PC, like the full-on crazy version with all the updates and stuff they did for the PS5 a year and a half ago. So, like, eventually you could get those games on, like, it's crazy, they're Steam Deck verified. Like, PlayStation isn't making a portable console, but guess what, I can go buy it on Steam, play it on my PC, and then also I can literally play Last of Us, like, anywhere I want on my Steam Deck, which is really crazy. But Nintendo will never do that. But I will say, if you're not someone that cares about Nintendo properties, if you don't care about Mario Kart, and you're just looking to get a new console, like, honestly, the best thing to buy right now is either a Series S or one of those PS5s you can get, like, at a pretty good price. Because,
bro, I would run and buy, again, this is like such a limited amount. If I was just a gamer, I would probably run and buy a Series X as fast as I could. I would just, like, lock it down. That's the Xbox side of me, like, dude, like,
I mean, there's a real world that if you want to walk into a store in a couple weeks to buy a new console, like, they really are just more now. I don't know, like, that's such a weird feeling. Like, and it even sucks even more because for me, like, as where I'm at, you know, I just decommissioned my 5-year-old computer, and I'm wanting to build a new one with all the new stuff, but
yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, I wanted to do, I wanted so daughter just got a new computer. And he has the processor I want, but it hasn't been in stock at all. And I'm like, I'm over here like, do I just pay the scalper prices? Because the scalper prices right now, I think, are probably still, because they're only adding really about $100 on. But I don't want to give someone $100 for a product that I can hopefully eventually get off Amazon. Like, that feels really stupid. But then I'm like, well, damn, if this shit costs, makes everything go up 40%, well, then I would save money by giving the scalper money right now. So I'm like, damn, dude, like. And then once, I mean, that's in effect, Dotto,
it's going to be a long time.
Yeah, there's no going
back. Well, maybe. Like, maybe. Again, it all depends. You don't know. I don't want to be a doomer. Like, I thought about that a lot. Like, I wanted to, it's a hard time to make like memes, because I opened up my stock portfolio today and that shit did a, and I don't have a super ton in stocks, but my shit did a bungee jump, bro. And I was like, and I was just gonna, you know, cause I'm fine. And I kind of wanted to make a meme about it. Like, I was like, like, my shit went bungee jumping, guys. But like, you don't want to like fan fears, because I know this is a scary time for people. It's, bro, like, you said some shit to me, like, I was laughing in a text today, and I was like, holy shit, my stocks, haha, like, we got to talk about this on the podcast, this is funny. And then Nana was like, yeah, this is gonna be crazy, like, this is gonna affect our income, like, ads and everything. And I was like, oh, this shit's scary more than it funny, gang, like. But yeah, so you just never know. And I think that's the uncertainty is a big part of it, because like, if you walk into a store and the Switch is $700, like, I just don't want to live in that world. Honestly, I'm not trying to get there. And also, because another thing would be like, I'm not walking into a $700 Switch and then buying it and being the guy that bought it, and then next week everything goes back to normal. That would piss me off. So it's just, I feel like stuff's just going to start freezing in place. Well, anything that doesn't need to be moved constantly. But yeah, it's obviously a bigger conversation than gaming, but
I guess I hadn't thought about it that way, Dotto. That would be really weird.
I would want a refund. I would want a fucking refund immediately.
It'd be like, if you had, well, I mean, this is, I mean, people, there are people experiencing this right now, right? There are a lot of people that bought vehicles when they were in the boom and they could like mark them up by a ton. And now, like, vehicles are sitting on lots for forever because nobody's got money to go buy a new car right now. Like, car sales, I think, are down, like, a lot. And the value on that vehicle has went down so much that, like, they couldn't even trade it in right now and they would be literally, like, upside down on it. Like, just because they had to get a car at that time. Like, it is crazy. I mean, yeah, everything's been crazy. I hadn't thought about that with a console, though, Donald. That is nuts to think that you could buy a Switch one week and maybe 2 weeks later it actually is back to normal?
Dude. God, debt is so scary. That's, like, the scariest thing about taking out debt for shit is, like, you buy a car, you go into car debt, and then that shit's not worth it anymore, and then you're done. Like, you're paying for an expensive car, and that's it. Like, you bought it when it was expensive, and now that shit is cheap, and it don't matter. Or not cheap, but just, they're not buying that back.
Yeah.
They can't sell it for that. It's basically not even just the money. The thing that always got me about that, because I've been in a few of those situations in my life, is like, you feel like such a sucker, and it just sucks. Every day you get in that car, it sucks ass. It's fucking awful, man. And thinking about that with a console is like also bad. It's obviously not as bad, but
it's a less extreme case of that, right?
It's way less extreme, but it would still, like, god damn it, like, it would just, especially like, computers are basically like, every piece is gonna run you console money, especially if you're a guy like Nana. You know, he's got to have his $99.50.
Well, but yeah, but like, I just told you, I decommissioned a computer from five. This is like a five. This is upgrading a computer. Well, from no, 5 years ago.
I know, bro. I'm just saying, you're looking for good parts. You're looking for good parts right now, and I'm saying, if you're looking for good parts, that shit, like 40%, 40%, 40%, you're done. It's gonna add up real quick. So crazy, dude. I wanted to talk about this. Dude, I would have not bought it. I was so excited to talk about this though today. I just think it's so, like, interesting. It's very interesting. It's fascinating. And, like, dude,
I mean, I definitely think there is a world where it doesn't go all the way through, right? And that's why they are postponing. But, like, at the same time, if it is officially, and, like, there's no pullback at all, and then I don't know. Like, obviously they don't want to, like, try to sell us something at $450 and then just to get it to, like, just to get, which, you know, presumably they, maybe they make some, maybe they are, maybe it's a nice little cut even. They're probably making some based on the fact they can sell it in Japan for $330. So definitely making some money on it. But like, they sell it to us for $450 and now it's like a, you know, finalized contract. And then they're like losing like $150 per console or something just to get it to us.
Yeah, no, I don't think they want to do that.
Yeah, I get why they're delaying it. It is still an interesting situation though to be in where they've not, like, everywhere said it and literally everywhere has reported it. Like, there's like every news site, like when you search like Switch 2 pre-order, like everyone has covered this today. Everyone. But Nintendo themselves haven't said anything, which I think is very interesting. But like, yeah, I just searched it. Deadline, The Verge, like, in like everywhere is covered. Like the fact that
maybe it's something they sent out to like U.S. companies behind the scenes. Like, hey, we're gonna delay this for a little bit. So don't. But
so, Dotto, are you buying one if it's $650?
Probably still, yeah. For me, in my particular case, because it would be something that also regenerates revenue, but yeah. I don't think that's a fair, like, if I was not, then no. Like, if I didn't have the avenue I do, which I'm, again, very lucky, very thankful, I know it kind of comes off like, wow, okay. But, like, just literally speaking, like, it's a revenue generator. So, for me, I wouldn't have that, wow, this sucks at. I probably would, but...
Yeah, you're going to pump out the same as like videos, for sure.
Yeah, I play Mario Kart, stream it, check it out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, like, you know, my brother probably wouldn't. My friends wouldn't.
No, I don't know too many people that would. I mean, I just had this conversation with one of my other friends yesterday. He was texting me about it, and he's like, I'll be real. I want one. But if, like, it comes to me not securing a pre-order next week, because this is obviously yesterday before we had this information, like, I'm not going to go out of my way and pay a scalper money for one. I don't need it that bad. And I said, dude, you'll be proud of me, because I've bought a couple of products to make sure I had them here on the day, you know, day one or day two. I paid a couple of scalper prices in my lifetime. But I go, I won't do that with this. And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll just wait till I can actually get one. I'm not like, I want one, but I don't need one. I want to play Donkey Kong, but like, I don't need one so bad that I'm going to pay someone scalper prices. So that would suck that after I just made that comment yesterday, the scalper prices are just...
are cheaper.
Would have been cheaper than whatever, like, this is going to end up potentially being. So, yeah. I mean, I think I probably would still end up with one if I can secure a pre... I mean, depending on what it is. I think if I were a betting man, Nintendo will eat some of it for sure. Like,
I think they will because they have to. Yes. Like, that's the only strategy that makes sense.
They can't launch a... I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll be eating my words. You can clip this and you can add it to me later. But I just don't think that they're going to launch a $600 console.
That would be a real fatal blow in a... I don't think they will either. I would bet money that they... If it comes to that, I genuinely think they would just hold off for as long as they need to. Like, I don't think they want their product on shelves. And the first... You got to think about it now. The first reaction of the American public is, what the fuck does Nintendo think they're doing?
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, like, I really don't think they want that.
I mean, people were especially with the reaction to the Pro, like, and the $500 Series X and the $500 PS5, yeah. Like, a $600
Switch. I'm also talking about, like, everyday Americans, bro. Like, not internet Americans or gaming Americans, like... Mom and dad's walking in to maybe get their kid again. Those people would be devastating to give that impression to, because then for the rest of that kid's life,
yeah.
And poor kids, man, they're gonna be like, "Can I get a game?" And your parents are gonna be like, "Fuck no, fuck no." What are you talking? No, what, we can't afford that.
Yeah, that's fair.
It would be a real, an actual devastating blow to Nintendo. But also, dude, just speaking personally, like, this is a devastating blow to me. The day one of the trade ward, bro, they hit the gamers. It's like that shit sucks, bro. Like, what, we just saw it, and I've already seen some like takes, and I guess this is a political take, but like, one guy tweeted out, like, you don't need this stuff, you just want it. And I'm like, bro, you're damn right I fucking want my Switch. What, I want this shit, I want it.
You can say that about most things that you probably spend your money on, like,
oh. Yeah, like, I think that was his point, like, you, like, there's stuff you'll probably get it just later, but I'm like, dude, I want it. Like, I don't think you're gonna talk somebody out of something they want. I think that goes with my kind of worldview, is just like, everybody's in it for themselves, And that doesn't always have to be as negative as it sounds. But right now, me, Dado Doya, wants a Switch. And this is ass. This whole situation is ass.
Yes. I didn't want to ask you one last thing. Do you think you'll buy any third-party games on this?
No, I don't think exclusive. So. I mean, maybe, like...
Are you playing Cyberpunk?
It'll probably just
this.
Be exclusive. Hell no. Bro, after... You're gonna ask me that shit after my religious experience? Bro, I was actually RP... I was so immersed with my... I got a new monitor. I got my computer, Nano. I was sitting at the bar, and the waitress was bringing me my Cyberpunk drink. I promise you, bro, I was looking around the room like I was there in real life. I was like, whoa, whoa. Because I turned ray tracing to the max, Nano, max ray tracing. It like one of the settings, my settings was on like psycho or insano mode or something. I've never pushed it to the brink. It was real riveting shit. So no, I'm never going to play a non-exclusive on the Switch unless it's like a really good, like, because it sounds like I've been pretty negative. I thought the Switch Direct was amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to replace my Switch. I want it. I want it. I want it. So if it's a good playing game, maybe I'll buy it.
Right? You didn't upgrade to the OLED either, right? You have an OG Switch?
No, I have an OG day one Switch.
Got it.
And it is coughing and dusty and crusty, and it fucking dies all the time. It leaks. I mean, this thing is dead. And no disrespect to the old man, you know? Like, he served me pretty well. But I think he knows it's time to go. Okay, this is an older model here. Anyway, it doesn't have to be exclusive to Switch. Last thoughts on this. It just has to be a Nintendo-ish game. I don't know if other people think this way, but there are some games that fit at
like
home.
Silksong
is a Nintendo-ish game, but yeah. Most people are probably going to play it on Steam or something, right? But I would say, yeah, I'd probably buy that on a Switch. Or... I can't think of the last game that I was really into that is any like platformer, any 3D game, any like, you know, something for the gamers. But anything that has a gaming mascot is a Nintendo-ish game.
Okay.
And that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah. I probably similar-ish, but my guess is I'll keep that mostly first party. I really have grown attached to my little handheld PC Steam Deck thing, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I love that. And especially, I mostly use mine for mirroring my Xbox footage anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can do that. Dude, it's just like, the Steam is like, has such a monopoly on things. Like, if I can have Steam on a device, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, it just makes more sense to buy my game there because then I can play it in many more easier places than on something else. The one thing, though, is I do still really like my PlayStation, so. I like playing my, like, playing on a TV still infinitely easier with a console. So
absolutely. Shout out Xbox. Your PlayStation is my Xbox.
Yep. Anyways, guys, that is today's Switch 2 podcast. Dotto, I think I hear some music, man. And a
I
video
do too, man.
Pop up on the screen if they're on YouTube. Hey, that they click on.
It's a good thing we bought that music earlier, bro. I think I might have imported that actually. Hey, I think this one, an expensive beat you're listening to right now. You hearing this?
That's a 40. There's a 40% little extra tax on that, man.
Mm-hmm. And I'd pay it again.
Bye.